You're listening to Panel Borders, which is an extract from Resonance FM's weekly show about the world of comics. This is the second of two podcasts looking at the Manhua China Comics Now exhibition at the London College of Communication in the Elephant and Castle. In this episode, I'm talking to artist Tim Yu, otherwise known as TH, and Mr. Clement about their art, and also to Jessica Potter from China Now about the importance of promoting comics as part of London's 2008 Festival of Chinese Culture. Your pen name is Mr. Clement.
Mr. Clement, yes.
I mean, what's your name in Chinese?
I can't tell you, sorry.
Okay. You like having an identity that's just associated with your work so that you can have a professional and a private identity that are separate from each other.
Yeah, of course.
The kind of artwork you do you just do characters that are rendered as single illustrations and or do you do sequential art as well?
I think I do all media.
Okay.
I do sculpture. I do character design. Animation, video, yeah, but all the media I did is based on my character.
Okay.
Yeah, so I published some book and then I produced some toy figure, and I do illustration for magazine as well sometime. Yeah.
When it comes to the kind of books that you publish, is it a series of individual images that depict a story, or do you do?
You mean the painting?
Yeah.
That painting is come from my book. Called Yegophobia.
Okay.
Yeah, I can show you the book later. Yeah.
Cool. How long have you been using this character to sort of demonstrate various situations?
I think I did maybe around 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I start to do this kind of thing seriously when the first day when I arrived England. Yeah, but before that, I was living in Hong Kong. I did some comics, but slightly different style.
The paintings that you're displaying, I mean, they're just a single image that sort of tell a story
in one image. I just pick up one of my favorite frame in my comics. Yeah, that's it.
But the sort of images they depict, like the character and the dead bird on the ground,
yeah.
I mean, it sort of suggests the surrounding story, so you just need to see one image. And then you can kind of imagine the story that goes either side of it.
Maybe. I didn't think that seriously.
Okay.
I just pick up one of my favorite frame in my book and then make it in a painting.
Okay. Because they have the dramatic emphasis that you like the most.
Yeah, I kind of, yeah. You can see the dead bird and that character holding that stuff.
Mm.
It just killed the pigeon because I live in London now and I really hate pigeon, but I meet pigeon every day. Yeah, sometimes I do my artwork like this. I'm not telling any story or not telling people some philosophy. Just the moment I want to do this and I do that painting. Yeah, something like that.
I mean, when there's a single image that you have in your mind, either because you've done it before in a comic or because it just comes to you, presumably, if you do it as a painting or you do it as a sculpture,
mm-hmm.
the different media work better with different ideas than with other ones.
Maybe, but mainly I start to do the character in a joy. And then sometime I will transfer it to the comic book. After that, I will make a figure. But sometime I do the figure first. Yeah, I like to play with this different media.
Mm.
But they're telling the same things, actually. Yeah, it's because the same character got same identity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even in your sculptures, there's a very kind of clean lines that you can still see even when they're rendered in three dimensions. Is there something that's important to you?
Yeah, I think it's because I'm lazy. I don't want to draw something really complicated facial expression in my character. So my character just only got two dots.
Mm.
as I. And I'm telling the story using storyline or using the form of the comics. Mm. So the facial expression or some detail of the comic books, I mean, of the character is not really important.
Okay.
For me, I mean, at this moment, but maybe in the future I will try different things. Yep.
I mean, the use of comic book imagery in sort of a gallery experience, do you think that's something that can kind of bring new audiences to comics and to art? The fact that there's a sort of potential crossover audience?
Yeah, of course, because same situation okay, when I'm doing my figure, mm. I'm selling in some shop.
Yeah.
And people, when they bought my figure, they will email me and then they ask me where I can find more story about the character. Mm. And they will buy my book. But sometimes people, they bought my book and then they ask me about the figure later on. So everything is, how to say that, is...
You can follow it from one medium to another.
Yeah. But the comic books and the toys, is the audience is quite different. Mm. But now I do both, even painting. So I can show my work to more different kind of people in a different country as well. Mm. I enjoy to do this. Yeah, really enjoy to do this.
When you did comics, did you tell the stories without dialogue? Or did they have word balloons as well?
Both. I do both. But
normally it seems that it's important that your art can like tell a very simple message. That
Yeah, because my... mainly my comic book is quite silent. Mm. The character, they don't speak a lot. Because I like silence.
Yeah.
I mean, so far, I mean, silence is more interesting because silence is telling more things than you speak. And because my audience, I want to show my work to different people in a different country. They speak different language. So I'm using silence. Mm. Silence is a common language. So that's why my book is, you can't really find a lot of text in my book, actually. Yeah.
And how long have you been making art in this style?
This character, I think maybe 10 years.
Right.
Less than 10 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Before that, I did different things in Hong Kong. I graduated in the theater school.
Okay.
To do set design, props design, totally different things. Mm. But
you
now,
didn't use any comic art in your set design then?
No. I just did the set design as a technical staff, mm. not really a designer. But I learned quite a lot of technique to make an artwork, to make a sculpture. Yeah, how to use the tools, how to make a big sculpture. Or small sculpture, the molding and casting technique. I learned it in the school.
Okay. Yeah,
but I'm doing this in my way now.
So presumably if people become a fan of your art, they can experience it in a different number of ways now. They can buy sculpture, they can buy toys, mm-hmm. Artwork.
Animation, or you can find my short video in YouTube.
Okay, cool.
Something like that.
I mean, do you have a website that
of
shows...
Of course, yes.
Of course.
MrClement.com.
MrClement.com. Cool. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tim Yu.
I have a full-time job. I haven't got much time to do other things. So I personally like practice the comic drawings back in when I was a student in university.
Okay.
Even back to when I was in Taiwan when I was a student.
Right.
So I've done a couple black and white comics, but yeah. Not very impressively a lot.
How did you get involved with this exhibition to start off with?
That's very interesting because I happened to know Paul, the curator, a couple of years ago while he was doing when he launch his book, 60 Years, Japanese Comic Manga.
Ah, okay.
And there was an event, like a special event for the Comic-Con event. So I was part of it. So that's how I know Paul. And he really wanted me to get involved more of the comic and drawings. So I think he really gave me this chance to show off some of my work.
Right.
And but at the moment, I don't have much personal time to spare time to do all this comics, what I really want to do. But in the near future, I would like to really arrange some time to, because before I only published just one personal book,
okay,
like a portfolio book, and I have a one short comic, as you can see here, and a couple images. And unfortunately, it's not on display because it has been on display a couple of times before. So I didn't think he didn't even, well, I don't know if it's a chance to show off here. So I would just contribute a couple of images, more for the recent ones, but it looks like it also mixed with some of my old works.
Looking at your artwork, it kind of seems to demonstrate Paul's love of comic creators across the world kind of having a dialogue.
Definitely.
Because it seems very much influenced by the work of Mobius, for example.
In this one particularly, but at the moment I wasn't aware that I had influence from Mobius.
Okay.
And that was later on people pointing out this drawing remind them of Mobius' drawing. And now I thought, okay, because I was influenced by some other Japanese comic artists or different artists which had influence from Mobius.
Okay.
So it's indirect influence from Mobius, but I would say I would really be honored to be associated with him. That's definitely, I'm happy to hear that.
I mean, presumably you were a fan of comics growing up.
I used to be a big fan, but I haven't been in touch with comic for a couple of years. So it's a bit weird situation here. I'm part of this exhibition, but I'm already being on the edge. I can see a couple of people that they have involved different area, try to blur the boundary of the traditional conception of the comic, and I think this probably is one of the voice Paul like to address across the young generation of the comic artists. The media has been blurred, so the graphic design, illustration, animation, or comic, or graphic novel. So I think it's all been blended together, and that we can see exciting the moment. I think at this point, I like to just contribute a little bit of myself. So that's how I see this expression.
I mean, how did you start creating comics in the first place? Were you working in illustration and then decided to want to do it sequential?
Before I can write, I already started to draw.
Okay.
And there was a stage in my life while I was in junior, senior high school. In the junior high school, I start to expose to view television a lot of Japanese animation movies and series. We all grow up in the Japanese manga animation, anime influence.
Yeah.
And so at one stage, I decided to draw what I like from the particular area from the Japanese manga anime. But even before that, I already draw my own style from different influences or my personal the things I like.
It's interesting looking how much anime actually has given people a love for comics even before they read the version that's printed on the page, because I was talking to one of the winners of the Manga Juman competition a couple of months ago, and she was saying growing up in Tehran that she would see the cartoons on TV, and it was only until she was actually older that she realized that they started off as comics before they became animation.
Yes, definitely. Because I think for the media itself, the TV has a wider viewing audience. The comic is more of, well, at least back home, is something you hide behind a study desk.
Right. Okay.
And the TV is something you can see. But it used to be more well selected, not as wild as we can see now. I think at some point we all want to go back to the roots where it originally be conceived as original format. So no matter is again being translated from the comic or animation series, or animation series translated from the comic itself. But it's more pure form for artistic value. You can keep, because it's very little people, small amount of people working hard on the comic. You got more people working on a movie and more people working on a game. So I think for the artistic reason, is being more highly respected in this kind of thing. You can, if you want to say something, you can even go for a small press. You don't have to think about your budget. Yeah. And that's the way I choose. I want to keep it as pure as possible for my personal hobby. And although my style is being said very commercial, but the topic and the things I draw is being very personal. And recent years, because I've been studying in UK illustration and graphic design, I have been inspired a lot for drawing from a different aspect perspective. So I've been blending different elements in my drawings, and hopefully in the future, I will release more sequential comic works rather than just single page drawings, illustrations.
Looking at the kind of techniques you use, without computers, this would be a combination of ink and wash, but presumably you use computers in your work.
Yes.
But to kind of create a calligraphic style.
Yes. The reason I choose computer graphic, because I like to play with the color, and it gives me a lot more freedom in terms of choosing color and the other effects I want to play with in Photoshop, photo montage, and imagery combinations. And it gives you a lot of choice, although it's not as pure as the traditional, conventional tools you draw on the paper with a pen and ink. But I like to use a painter as my alternative tool. On drawing computers, I don't like to print out on the paper to have too much space taken, or drawing sketches on the paper. So I tend to do it all in a computer. Mm. And in a way, it's more environmentally friendly. So you don't use Absolutely. Much paper and consume less paper, and everything's kept on the computer, and it's easier and more mobile for me. Mm. And nowadays, everything will go online and go through the digital media, so I think it's a good choice for me. Mm. I do respect for traditional media.
Mm. I mean, when it comes to looking at comics online, obviously there's going to be a whole variety of screens, and even people probably wanting to download them on their iTouch or whatever. Do you bear that in mind when you're creating computer-generated images, that maybe people aren't going to see the whole page, that it's just going to be sort of sampled a bit at a time?
Yeah. That is the downside. You can't really... You have to zoom in and see the details. When you actually have something printed out, it's solid. You actually feel it. Yeah. It's a good thing of the printing material. But for my personal practice, my drawings, my work, I like to keep it all digital. So that's my personal choice.
So in the long term, you're going to have sequential art that people will be able to read in installments on the internet?
At the meantime, I will just publish many on the internet, but I'm also looking forward to publish as a print and books, so people can actually keep and read without, electricity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what's the next project that you're working on?
It's not for sure, because I'm always telling myself I want to do something, which I always have in my mind, but they are ideas, they're concepts. But I like to really do is something very personal, which I wouldn't reveal here, but it's something I would like to keep just a conversation between a few of the people I know, or just myself. So it will be a really small release. I'll release some images, perhaps. And once I have this goal fulfilled, I would like to give a go on different, more variety of genre of things. And if I have more time, I'd really like to do an even longer, more commercial driven story. And I'm looking forward to collaborate with my friends and the other talents, which I will meet in the future.
Cool, well, look forward to it. In the meantime, if people want to see your illustrations, have you got a website that shows your work?
Yes, I have a website. Actually, I have a couple. I have one website for my portfolio. Another one is direct to my manhwa, comic, manga style. And I have a blog as well. So you can all get linked from, should I say, www.thyu.net.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm talking to Jessica Potter from China Now. You were just saying that the Manhwa Comics is one of the centerpiece events of the 800 that you've organized up to the Beijing Olympics. I mean, I wasn't actually aware that the Chinese had a tradition of comic books, other than the fact that you see some very high-profile American Chinese creators in America, but in terms of in the outside world. I mean, I guess this was something that you wanted to address in this exhibition.
It was really very important for us as a festival to ensure that Chinese culture was getting to the masses across the whole of the UK. So we have come up with a number of events whose aim is to build links between the UK and China, and long-lasting links. So our festival runs for 6 months, kicked off in Chinese New Year, and finishes in the run-up to the Beijing Olympics. But after that, we want to ensure that there are long-lasting links. So we've approached people who can repeat exhibitions and encourage communication between the two countries. Mm.
Well, and so rather aptly at the London College Communications is where you're hosting this exhibition.
Exactly, yeah.
How did this end up as the venue for this event?
Really through Paul.
Okay.
It's through Paul's links here. That's basically how we got this event here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when it came to finding the artists that are represented, was it again through Paul?
It's all through Paul. Paul is our curator. Basically what we did is we talked with Paul. Paul had this fantastic idea, and we decided to back him and to support him with that, and therefore made it one of our principal events.
But going to Paul in the first place, the fact that he's like, you know, a very respected British comics commentator, there must have been the initial idea that China Now wanted to involve Chinese comics as part of the celebration of Chinese culture.
That's right. Well, actually what we wanted to do is we wanted to create a vast representation of all things Chinese. Mm. So comics is one. We have an art strand as well. We have a design strand at the V&A. We have music strand. We have dance strand. So the idea of China Now was to really represent the entirety of Chinese culture.
But looking forward rather than back, because you said that you've got an exhibition at the V&A, which is thought of as kind of a very old-fashioned gallery, museum even. So the Chinese art that's being exhibited there, for example, is it more recent stuff or looking back at Chinese culture through the ages?
China Now is about what is happening in China now,
right.
Basically. So the exhibition at the V&A, whilst it is an old venue, it is a... it looks at architecture and design today in Shanghai, Beijing, and Shenzhen. So really it is about China now, China today, rather than in the past.
Because obviously China in recent years, the world at large has become very aware that it's one of the fastest growing economies. They're ploughing an awful lot of money into architecture, if not in preparation for the Olympics, but regenerating the country as a whole. So presumably that's something you're trying to represent in many of these events.
That's right, definitely. China as a country is a fascinating country, and it is developing very, very quickly. And for that reason, I think it's very important for us as a country, as in people across the UK, to understand and experience Chinese culture and, you know, and have a look at the history and be close to it as it moves forward.
Also, I mean, at the risk of playing devil's advocate, China does have a reputation of suppressing freedom of expression, but looking at the range of comics on display here, it looks like young artists actually do have a voice and have venues where they can publish perhaps more challenging art that you wouldn't expect coming from China.
As a festival, I think our responsibility is to represent Chinese culture as it is today in the UK. And so you see that throughout art, and you see that artists are expressing themselves in a variety of different ways through a variety of different mediums.
Have you had a chance to look at the exhibition
yet? I have, yes.
Any surprises?
No surprises, although I was looking at some of Yishan Li's work. And having met her just now, it's great to put a name to a work of art, actually. So, yeah.
Because certainly looking at the different art styles here, it ranges considerably from the more cartoony to the more sort of illustrative. I don't know how you feel about comics in general, but were you expecting comics from China to have such a wide range of calligraphic styles?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Manhwa China Comics Now is open until the middle of April, from 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Mondays to Fridays, 10 to 6 on Saturdays, and closed on Sundays and at Easter. For more info about the exhibition, please visit www.paulgravett.com or www.chinanow.org.uk. If you're planning to visit the exhibition, please note that while it is free to the public to see the displays of new Chinese comics art within the college proper, you'll have to ask the security guards to let you through the barriers. For more info about any of the above, please visit www.panelborders.com and click on the link marked blog. In next week's show, my guest is Doug Braithwaite, and we're talking about drawing classic superhero comics such as Superman and Batman and reinventing the future of the Marvel Universe with painter Alex Ross. If you've enjoyed this show over the last year, you might like to nominate me in this year's Eagle Awards. The nominations close in 1 week's time, and you can find more info about that at www.alexfitch.com. Thanks for listening.